We are introducing this week's parsha to a phrase which I believe is the second most well-known pasuk in all of Chumash, following the Shema, the pasuk of Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, which all of us know by heart very well. It's over 70 times that phrase is found throughout Chumash, and if you include all the slight variations of that pasuk, of Vayomer Hashem or Yomer Elohim, hundreds of times we find such a phrase, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. So Ramban addresses this pasuk, which again is introduced to us for the first time in this week's parsha. It's a very difficult phrase to translate. Vayidaber Hashem, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Lemor. What do we do with that second phrase of Lemor? The pasuk already says that Hashem spoke to Moshe, so that should be the end of the pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem. This is what he said. What is that back phrase of Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Lemor? How do we translate that? So Rashi, the Radak, many of the Mefarshim understand that throughout Chumash, when that phrase is used, that last word of Lemor is a permission for the person to whom the speech is given to then say it to somebody else. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor really should be translated, according to Rashi, Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to somebody else, so that whatever then is coming will then be told to somebody else. Rashi somewhere in Chumash, I couldn't find it, I remember saying this in a shir a year or so ago, but I couldn't find it today, writes that from here we learn, whenever a person is told anything, you don't have permission to say it to anybody else, unless the person who tells it to you gives you permission. The working assumption is when anyone tells you something, it's for you and you alone, unless the person who tells it to you says, and it's okay for you to tell somebody else. And he derives that from this pasuk. That when Moshe is told something, Hashem has to then, the pasuk says, Lemor, now I want you to tell it to somebody else. That's how Rashi reads this pasuk throughout Chumash. Now the Ramban has many kashas on this pasuk, many difficulties, and he brings six or seven different psukim, and the way that he asks questions falls into one of two different categories. One category is, for example, in this week's pasuk where it's introduced, is that the very next phrase says explicitly, go tell the Jewish people something. For example, in Parshas Shema, Tzitzis, we're all familiar, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. So if the pasuk already meant, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Lemor, that you should speak to them, why would the next phrase be, go speak to the Jewish people? That's so repetitive. How many times does it need to say the same thing? So there are numerous places throughout the Chumash where that's done. In this week's Parsha, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Bo Daber el Paro, go speak to Paro. You said that in the word Lemor. So the Ramban brings various psukim where that wouldn't seem to be a valid explanation because it's explicitly stated later, go speak to someone. The second category of question that the Ramban asks is that very often there is never a second message that's supposed to be transmitted. For example, when Moshe davens to Hashem that Miriam, his sister, should be healed, the pasuk describes Moshe as saying, Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem Lemor. Moshe cried out to Hashem, Lemor. It wasn't given permission to Hashem to then say something else to somebody else. He wasn't supposed to say that to anybody. And various other psukim, where you find, or the Aseres HaDibros itself, in which Hashem is speaking to the Jewish people, Vayidaber Elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ela, way more. He wasn't giving us permission to speak. He was telling us the Aseres HaDibros. So the Ramban is very bothered by that understanding of Lemor. If you look throughout Chumash, you'll find many times Rashi will say something on the word Lemor, and Rashi is answering this question. Whenever it doesn't fit his general explanation, he'll say, here the word Lemor means something else. For example, on the Aseres HaDibros, on the word Lemor, Rashi says, the word Lemor means to say that the Jewish people actually responded, every one of the Aseres HaDibros, if it was a positive commandment, the Jewish people said, yes, we accept that. And if it was a prohibition, the Jewish people said, no, we're not allowed to do that. They somehow responded to each one of the Aseres HaDibros. When Moshe says to Hashem, Kel no refon ala vayitzak Moshe al Hashem Lemor, Rashi there also says, what's the word Lemor doing there? Moshe was saying to Hashem, and tell me whether or not you're going to answer me. So that he cries out to Hashem, and part of that cry is, will you answer me or not? Will she be healed? And Rashi there brings numerous other examples where the word Lemor doesn't fit his general understanding, and he gives some other alternative explanation of what it means, and you'll see, wherever you see in Rashi in a comment on the word Lemor, you'll note that it's because it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the general rule of, I now want you to say this to somebody else. The Ramban, however, isn't happy this. There are 15 different exceptions. There's sometimes yes, sometimes no. He has a different explanation of how should you translate the word Vayomer Hashem or Vayidaber Hashem or Moshe Lemor. So the Ramban has a very technical, non-Kabbalistic, non-inspiring explanation. He says it simply means, as we find very often in Chumash, anytime you have a double language, it just means like much. Tzaak yitzaak elai. He will surely cry out to me. Im ta'anet, im anet ta'anet. So if you cause him pain, the double language, then I will tzaak yitzaak. He'll cry out to me. Shomea eshma lo. I'll certainly hear him. Says the Ramban, vayidaber lemor is simply a double language that's used throughout Chumash, and what it means is that there was an utter clarity in the words that were being communicated from party A to party B. Very often, as we all know from our human experiences, sometimes when someone speaks, we don't quite get exactly the message that they wanted. It wasn't, it could have been interpreted this way, maybe he meant it like this, maybe he meant it like that. The Rebbe says a shir, five students hear five different messages, not always so clear. Says Ramban, when the Torah uses a double language of Vayidaber, Lemor, it means the person to whom it was intended got it. It was clear, there was no lack of clarity, there was no problems. And so when Hashem speaks to Moshe, Lemor, it means Moshe got the message. When Moshe cries out to Hashem, Kel na refalo, his words were clear what his intent was. Whenever you find Jewish people, the people talking, Hashem talking, says the Ramban, it simply means with utter clarity and purpose. And you'll find it throughout Tanakh and Navi, you very rarely find that phrase. Because Moshe heard the Nevuah from Hashem with a clarity, Pel, Pel, David, but he speaks much clearer than the prophets heard. And in Navi, you'll almost always find a language of Koamar Hashem, Chazon Yishayo, or without the language of Lemor, you most will find without it. I did look up, I just was slipping through Tanakh, and I found that you do often find times of Lemor, but the overwhelming majority of Nevuahs in Tanakh are without that Lemor, whereas Moshe almost always receives it with that word Lemor. Says Ramban, that's because it's a double language. Tzaak yitzaak, daver, Lemor, with utter clarity, it was very clearly communicated, Moshe got the message clearly, and he uses that to explain every time where you'll see that phrase.